One of the great moments in Isaiah's great prophecy concerns his announcement that the Lord will lay in Zion a foundation stone that would be a tried stone, a costly cornerstone with a sure foundation, and that the one who believes shall not make haste away from that foundation. This text appears in chapter 28, verse 16 of Isaiah, in which Isaiah is being taunted by the Judean leaders who basically are attacking his prophetic message that they are not to rely upon Egypt for deliverance. And in the midst of that mocking, he then describes how that there's a day coming when God will bring justice and righteousness to the land of Judah and Zion, and he will do that by laying a sure foundation there. Now that foundation stone, we believe, ultimately points to Jesus Christ, who will bring the ultimate and final justice to Zion. It begins in verse 16 with these words, Lachain, ko amar Adonai Elohim. Lachain is a conjunction rendered therefore. Ko amar, thus says the Lord Elohim. Amar is the cow imperfect third masculine singular from the root amar. And Adonai is the name for the Lord. And then we have Yod Heh Vav Heh, but it's written with a Chatef Segol and a Hirik under the Vav and an O-class vowel on top of the Vav. And so the Masoretes want us to read Elohim. And so Adonai Elohim thus says, Hine yisad betzion avin. Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone. This should probably be translated, behold, I, and then probably understood, am the one who has laid in Zion a foundation stone. Or a stone. This hine is the particle behold, hine, with the first person pronominal suffix in the e, in the hirik yod, meaning I. So we would render it behold I, and then we must supply something like understood in the one that, in parentheses, because the next word, yisad, is a third person. So I am he, or am the one that has laid, would be the way that we would want to translate yisad. It is a PL imperfect, third masculine singular, from the root yasad, to lay a foundation. Notice it has the hirik, then followed by the dogish forte in the somic, which gives it away as a PL stem. So behold, I am he who has laid in Zion, and notice the beh is just your preposition inseparable with Zion, and Zion is just a noun meaning Zion, or Jerusalem. I have laid in Zion Aven, a stone. And Aven is just the noun from Evan. And notice, behold, I have laid in Zion a stone. It's in pause at the end of this clause, so we have a lengthening from a segol to a comets in the penultimate syllable. So behold, I am he who has laid a stone in Zion. And then notice he goes on, Evan Bohain, a tried stone. And Evan is just the noun again, stone. And Bohan is an adjective meaning a tried stone. So I have laid in Zion a tried stone, a corner stone that is precious, or a precious, costly cornerstone. Pinat is the word that means cornerstone, and it is the stone that sets the direction for the building in this noun. And Yikrat is an adjective meaning costly or precious. So behold, I am laying, or I have laid, or I lay in Zion, a tried stone, a costly cornerstone that is going to be the foundation of this new building, picturing God's presence. Musad, Musad. The first Musad is the noun that means foundation. And then this is followed by the Hophel participle, masculine singular, from the root Yasad. So it's a foundation that has been made, caused to be made sure, from Yasad, to make something sure in the founding of it. So a foundation made sure. And then the verse concludes, Ha ma'amin lo yachish, and the one who believes shall not make haste. And notice the participle is seen in the ha ma'amin. It is a, notice the vowel pattern is an I class in, or an A class in the pathak, followed by hirik yod. So it's a hifil participle with the definite article. So I, the one who is caused to believe, or who believes, will not make haste. Lo is just your negative participle, and yachish is from the root chush, to make haste. And it is the hifil imperfect third masculine singular from chush. And so one will not make haste to escape or to run away from this sure foundation, which is trust in the Lord in the midst of this crisis. Instead of trusting in Egypt, the prophet is encouraging them to trust in the Lord. But this becomes a prophetic anticipation of the final foundation stone that is found in Jesus Christ, who lays the foundation in spiritual Zion. And we see this in 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter is talking about the church. And in this text, he tells us that if we've tasted that the Lord is good, we are to continue to increase into salvation. And we have come to the Lord as a living stone, rejected by men, but with God, precious and elect. And you yourselves, he says in verse 5, are as living stones, are being built up unto a spiritual house, to offer unto a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And then he quotes the text of Isaiah 28:16 and says, because it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a stone, an elect precious cornerstone, and the one who believes upon him shall in no wise be ashamed. And so Peter is quoting from the Septuagint when he says, "Shall no wise be ashamed." And the context is Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ sets the foundation for the new spiritual temple. And he's that precious foundation stone that Peter says the one who believes in him then will not be put to shame. And so to you who are believing, there's honor. But to those who disbelieve, and then he quotes a text, the stone which the builders have rejected has become the head of the corner, from Psalm 118, verse 22, followed by Isaiah 8:14, and the stone of stumbling and rock of offense, which they stumble at the word, disbelieving, unto which also they were placed. And in this context, he's contrasting faith in Jesus Christ versus a rejection of Christ, and therefore he only becomes a stone of stumbling. In this beautiful application of Isaiah 28, Jesus Christ is that stone that sets the direction for the new temple, that is, the church, his people. And the one who believes in him becomes a part of that temple and shall not be put to shame. But to those who disbelieve and reject Jesus Christ, that stone will yet become the head of the corner, but to them it becomes a rock, a stone of stumbling and rock of offense. Just like Isaiah's message was to those in his day who disbelieved his message in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14, this becomes a type, again, of Christ. So Jesus Christ will either be a stumbling stone for those who disbelieve, or he will be that precious foundation stone of the new temple that we become a part of through our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in which we offer up spiritual sacrifices, and those who believe in him will never, ever be put to shame.